diehard Met fan. But get back to VPR, man. What do you see? Did you see this week?
I did see it. Connor tried to get people on for Vanderpump Rules. I actually tried to get my friend Michelle Margot from SNY on to talk about Vanderpump Rules. Nobody wants to come on and talk about VPR.
It's so unbelievable, I'm glad. Man.
Now, but I did not love this second episode of this reunion here. Did you? I was disappointed.
Well, the only thing I think, the two things that came out that I thought were pretty good is when Cohen said to all of them, "You're all cheaters, except for Katie. They're all cheaters. They all cheated with somebody over the past 10 years."
I think Andy Cohen is hilarious with this. I love it.
He's crazy.
They
man.
Knocked over his cards the first. He's like, "Oh, my cards." Oh, I love more so than any drama with the Vanderpump stuff. I love when Andy Cohen, who, by the way, is a big baseball fan, big Cardinals fan.
I know. He's a big St. Louis fan.
I love when he gets mad. Because it is so great when he genuinely gets mad at everybody.
But you know what I love to see? I love to see James and Sandoval get into a fight. You see how James is going after him?
Yeah, because James is not over Raquel. That's the problem.
I know, exactly.
Right?
Exactly, man. You're right.
He plays like he is. James is saying that he's over Raquel. And by the way, if you guys have no idea what the hell we're talking about, get caught up on it. Get familiar because it is worth watching. I mean, right, Fred? I mean, come on. Isn't VPR
cool,
great?
It's unbelievable. I just want to see who's coming back next year. That's what I want to see.
Well, that's the drama. My wife is telling me that there are rumors on TikTok. I don't do the TikTok stuff. My wife is telling me that they stopped filming, and we're going to learn, apparently, in the third episode of this reunion, which will air Wednesday night, which I cannot wait for because Raquel's going to speak, and then we're going to learn the drama. Apparently, something happens that causes them to postpone filming or not pick up filming for whatever reason, so I can't wait for that.
Some of them don't want to come back. That's what I think. They don't want to film with her or whatever.
Ultimately, and I could see, because Ariana or whatever, Adriana, what's her name? Adriana? Ariana?
Yeah, Adriana. Yeah.
She's all mad. She's mad at anybody, and nobody in her world can talk to Sandoval or Raquel. Well, that's going to be a problem when you're all on the same show.
Exactly. That's going to be a big problem. Let me tell you something. She's making so much money on Side Office that she might just leave, which wouldn't be that big of a deal.
The endorsements that they are making now, you see her specifically everywhere. Yeah.
Her commercials everywhere. That big commercial, she's making a ton of money.
It's going to be the best thing that's ever happened to her in her life, losing this loser who she would have been stuck with forever, who was an anchor to her, who wasn't going to treat her right anyway. And now she's going to be even more rich, even more famous, assuming that that's something that people want or she wants.
Exactly.
But she's going to be in a better spot anyway because of it. But it's fascinating to me. I can't wait for the third episode.
Man. Yeah, me too, man. All right, buddy.
Thank you, Fred. I appreciate you checking in. Look at that little VPR talk, Connor. How about that?
It's picking up steam. A lot of listeners, big VPR fans.
I know that the listeners are. Who are you fooling? I know you. You're all up in it. I know you're all over it. And if you aren't and you watched it and gave it a chance and read the backstory, you'd be into it. No doubt about it.
A lot of guys like to pretend they're not into it because maybe it threatens their manhood to like reality TV. It's okay. It's a great show.
It's ridiculous. It's enjoyable. It's a great show. Now, that's the... Not that I would ever be on Sandoval's side in this, but the one thing that he brought up is that everybody on the show has cheated, it seems, on one another. Like, and they're one side of the set are throwing stones at the other side because they're all mad at Sandoval and Raquel, but meanwhile, they've all cheated on everyone.
The show began because Sheena was having an affair with the husband of, I think her name is Brandy Melville, who was on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
But Sheena didn't know about it, right?
Right, but she still did it, and who knows if she really knew. Maybe she was playing dumb about it, but they've all cheated on each other, on different people, every one of them.
James is not over Raquel.
I would say probably not. Yeah, probably not.
Right. Look at his actions.
I would say that I think that they were probably having the affair during James and Raquel's engagement. I think they've been together that long. Yeah.
Rachella?
There's a lot of speculation that they've been together long enough that it goes all the way back to James and Raquel being together.
Wow. I would not be shocked knowing that Snake Sandoval, anything's possible. All right, back to sports. Unless you want to call and talk about VPR, I could do another hour on this easy. Tommy's calling from Long Island. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, Sal, what's up? What's going on?
How are you, Tommy?
I'm doing all right. First of all, I don't even know what you're talking about, but I want to talk about I hate the Yankees. I'm being a real Met fan. I hate the Yankees.
Right.
So we were talking about that before until your conversation about on a reality show? Is that what it's talking about?
Yeah, I mean, Vanderpump Rules, you would never believe it, but Sandoval has been cheating with Raquel, who's best friends with Ariana. Adriana or Ariana?
Oh, my God. I don't know what you're talking about.
Ariana. Yeah, you would never believe it. Ariana, who I can't for some reason get her name right. Ariana was best friends with Raquel. Raquel lied to her face. Sandoval, who was dating Ariana, was cheating on her with Raquel. I can't believe it. And Schwartz
the
whole time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Schwartz really? The whole time. He didn't say anything.
I got to tell my wife about that. I can't
Well, maybe she could tell you about it. Or have her call me about it and
about
we could talk
this,
about
Renee?
It.
Yeah. Renee? Oh, she's not here. She went outside.
Okay.
Anyway, I want to talk about, what do you think about Verlander tonight against the Toronto?
Who cares? I'm talking about VPR. I'm more concerned about how Raquel had the gall to look Ariana in the eyes and lie to her while she was sleeping with Sandoval, knowing that this was going to destroy her best friend's life. I mean, Verlander, I'm sure, will be fine. Sandoval, however, will not be. Did you see, Connor, the best part was where they were filming in this episode, too, where Sandoval went to the truck during a break. And he's trying to talk to Raquel, and he's like, just shut the cameras off, man. Shut the cameras off. Get him out of my face.
Yeah.
And like, the producer's like, nah, we're not going to. You guys are going to talk. We're going to keep them rolling.
That was definitely one of the stipulations is, like, you have to do this three-hour finale, and they were there, like, all day doing this. But the cameras are always going to be on because I think he wanted to tell Raquel what
up.
To say, how to get their story straight.
He's
it's
such
all
a snake.
Fugazi. He really is.
He's such a snake, that Sandoval. And Raquel is so dumb. She has no clue that Sandoval is taking advantage of her, leading down a wrong path. She claims to be, she thinks she knows what's going on. She is as dumb as a bag of rocks or a box of rocks, whatever. She's as dumb as a rock or multiple rocks.
And she doesn't seem to care at all that she did what she did.
No, she's
they show
got no
those
remorse.
Clips in the trailer when she's watching it and she's like smiling or looks like there's no thoughts going through her head. It's like you realize what you did. It's kind of screwed up, but she doesn't seem to care at all.
You nailed it. There are no thoughts going through her head. She's a complete airhead. She has no concern about it whatsoever. Eddie is calling from Rockland. Eddie, what's on your mind?
Hey, Sale. I love how everybody calls you Sale.
Well, that guy's East Rochester, close to Buffalo. People from Buffalo call me Sale.
Yeah, I know. There's a couple of guys that do it on the Stern Show, the Sal Govern now. But let me a couple of Sal, on that, you know, on your Vanderpump Rules, I don't watch that, but I watch Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh, it was great, too.
How much do you think they make, those girls?
I have not even a guess, but I know it's probably a pretty penny. I love that show, too. There.
You know, the Turkish woman, she told how much she gets a year, 100 grand, that's it.
All right, that's not that much and per episode, or that's what they get for the year?
For the year.
I thought they would get more than that, but I guess it makes sense. I mean, look, 100 grand is 100 grand, but that's on top of her husband being a surgeon or whatever he is and, you know, whatever else, how they make that money. I'm curious to see if Melissa's going to come back. I'm a huge Gorga, Melissa and Joe. I'm supporters of them, so I hope that they're back.
Not if what they said Louis did was true.
Well,
investigate everybody personally all the way back. Everybody's.
Yeah, he had Bo Dietl doing it. I mean, red face Louis.
Who the hell's Bo Dietl, man? All I know is that used to be ex singer. What's his name? Who was that? Bo Dietl was the black guitar player.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Bo Dietl, I believe, is a private investigator, and he used to be, if I'm not mistaken, part of the IMUS in the morning program on occasion. Because I remember, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I heard. Okay. Yeah, I heard of him.
Yeah,
that now.
Pretty sure I've seen him in the newsroom and in Kaufman Astoria Studios over the years, many years ago.
I'm going to paint a scenario for you. It's week 11. Roger goes down at the half of the Buffalo game. You're down 10 points, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your borderline playoffs as it is. You look to the bench, there's Zach Wilson, there's Mitch Trubisky, or there's Matt Ryan. Which one are you grabbing off the bench to save your season?
Not even close. I mean, not even Matt Ryan, not even close. I like Zach Wilson, but come on. In that scenario, not even close. Be careful. You push me long enough, especially when I'm back on the overnights, I might be a little more edgy. I may say I take Ryan over Rodgers. But no, in that scenario, come on. Ryan's the proven vet. You can't compare him to Mitch Trubisky or Zach Wilson. That's an insult. But it was a fun hypothetical for a moment. Yeah, I don't know about the Housewives of New Jersey, what's going on with that, but it seems like Teresa was basically saying, if you watched the reunion show, and if you didn't, I understand because this is sports talk radio, but, you know, I like other stuff too. If you watch the reunion show for Housewives of New Jersey, Teresa basically made it sound like it was either her or Melissa. And that's going to be a problem. But I'm Team Gorga with Joe and Melissa. Anyway, 877-337-6666 is the number to call. One more before we break. Anthony's in Ridgefield. What's up, Ant?
What's up, Sal? How are you?
Good, Ant. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I got to say, like, I think it would be crazy if Raquel was hooking up with Sandoval during the whole relationship with Kennedy, but you never know.
That would be a big problem, wouldn't it? James will flip.
He will
flip
lose
out.
It.
Oh, my. He's already about to lose it.
Yeah, I know, but still, he's going nuts. I mean, I would find it hard to believe, but the way this season went, I just started watching it because of my fiance, and I've been hooked to it.
Right? Same. I mean, it's the same thing. I started watching because of my wife. I'm like, oh, Vanderpump Rules, here we go, another one of these shows. What is this? Like, yeah. at least Basketball Wives, I knew some of the players, right? So there was some kind of tie-in. Vanderpump Rules, I had no idea what's going on, but yeah, you watch this season, it's addicting. I'm hooked.
It is. Anyway, Sal, have a good weekend. Nice talking to you.
You too, Anthony. Thanks for taking the time to give us a call. Rocco is calling from Saratoga. Rocco?
Yes, Sal.
What's
tell
up,
me,
Rocco?
So, hey, Sal, tell me it ain't so. You're not watching those girl shows. My wife watches those. I watched it the first year, 10 years ago. Toxic nonsense. Those things are totally scripted. They're not reality TV. Give me a break.
You think they scripted ruining Ariana's life? You think Sandoval and Raquel scripted ruining Ariana's life?
I don't know Raquel from Raquel.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, apparently she's Raquel, Rachel.
What
who the hell knows what she's calling?
What do I do to you? Are you going to wear panties now?
But wait a minute. That's none of your business, Rocco. I'll wear whatever I want to. What are you wearing? If I want to wear panties, leave me alone. I'll wear panties. That's a bit personal, don't you think? And we're talking about TV shows, not undergarments. It does not make me or anybody else any less than, whether it's a man or whatever you want to talk about. I mean, I don't know what you're getting at exactly, but it does not make anybody any less than because they want to watch a reality show. I love Vanderpump Rules, and I don't care who knows it. I watch reality TV, so what? Yeah, you guys are funny with that. Come on. What is this, 1940? It's 2023, for goodness sake. We could watch whatever we want to watch and be proud of it. The only time I feel some sense of shame or embarrassment is if I'm listening to, like, you know, because a lot of times I'll ask Siri, I don't want to do it too loud, to play something like 90s hits or something like that. And then Hanson's Mbop comes on. And I either turn it down or roll up the windows. Because I don't feel 100% comfortable blasting Mbop, even though I love the song. I love it. You know what I mean? It's just one of those songs. There are certain songs where you're not, you know, proudly driving down the street with the windows down and the music turned up. But other than that, I feel no shame. I love Vanderpump Rules. Steven is calling from New Jersey. Steven?
Sal, how you doing, bud?
How are you, Steven?
Big fan.
Thank you.
I'm well, Sal. Three things. Number one, I'm right there with you on Mbop. I do the same thing. I roll up the windows and crank it or turn it down, even from my wife, because my wife will walk in the room and go, what the heck are you doing? Real Housewives, I heard, and again, kind of from the horse's mouth, at least on the New Jerseys, they're making about $2 million a season, is about roughly what they're making.
Each
now, again,
person?
I never watch a show. Depending, from what I was told, a couple are making more than the others.
You see, that seems more accurate to me. I can't imagine Teresa Giudice is getting paid $100,000 an episode. So
right. No, absolutely.
Maybe
not.
Some of the newer cast members or whatever, but I would think it's pretty well paid.
Right, absolutely. And the reason why, listen, at the end of the day, those shows make money because think about it. I mean, what for a full season? What could it cost them? 10 $10 million, maybe, whatever. Like, think about it, like a written show with writers and actors, right? You know what I'm saying? How much more money that costs? So
right, the overhead. You're not spending any money. You're hiring a couple of camera crews, and so be it. I'm sure there's more than that, but yeah.
Exactly. So I just wanted to touch on one other thing you said. You almost made me drive off the road when you were comparing Buck to Boone. Now, I'm a Yankee fan. You know, I'm not a kid. I'm 53 years old. Been a Yankee fan a long time. But Buck has forgotten more baseball than Boone will ever know.
Right.
I mean, and I get what you're saying as far as personality, but Boone, he's like a walking cliche at all his press conferences. I understand the personality. Buck, I think, has a good personality. He's funny, sly, that kind of thing. But as a Yankee fan, I would take Buck over Boone any day.
Yeah, I understand that. And thank you for the call, Stephen. Appreciate it. Remember, I did say that I didn't say I would take Boone or want Boone over Buck. And I did say that never, ever would I want anybody's X's and O's, especially Boone's, over Buck Showalter. But there's something appealing about Aaron Boone right now. And it's that personality, that energy. I like that. I wish you could have the combo of both. One more before we break. Jay is calling from Briarwood. What's up, Jay?
Hey, how's it going? I love all the, kind of anti-Boone talk. That's good with me. Quick question on the Jets. Do you think Rodgers is going to play in preseason at all, maybe against the Giants?
Yeah, I think he'll play. I don't know about against the Giants specifically. I don't think the calf issue is a big deal. We're a long way away from August, so I think Rodgers will take the field at least for a few. I mean, I would think a series or two. You're not going to see him for a whole game. I doubt you're going to see him for a half, but you'll see him for a couple series. I would be shocked if Rodgers does not set foot in a preseason game.
I agree. I feel like because the Giants is at the end of August, so he's probably going to play, that first drive or first quarter, too.
Yeah, maybe. I haven't looked at is that the final preseason game or that's the middle?
It's August 27th. A girl in my office just got her fiancé tickets. We had to let her down and say Rodgers might not be playing. But
yeah, well, I mean, it's preseason. You don't want to go to those games anyway, necessarily.
New team, I think he might.
Yeah.
But hey, I got my mom with me. She's the biggest VPR fan I know. What was your biggest shocker from last episode?
What's your mom's name? Is she there? Can you put her on the phone?
I'm here, Diane.
Hi, Diane. So what'd you think of the last episode? Because I was a little disappointed.
You know what? It's just a filler for the big bomb that's going to drop next week, and it better be freaking big.
That's exactly right. It is the filler. Now, have you heard the same stuff that my wife heard, that we may get the reason why they stopped filming? I guess they were supposed to be filming, and they're not at the moment?
Yes. There's a lot of theories running around, a lot of stuff. I think everyone's just throwing anything up there and see if it sticks to the wall. I really think the last Wednesdays was underwhelming. The first one was great, but oh my God, like how anyone could think this is fake. These people are not good enough actors for this to be fake.
No, it's real. And how about Raquel? The goal of Raquel.
She's either a sociopath or she's dropping some bomb that explains all of this.
She is some kind of idiot, is she not, Diane?
She is.
I mean, at this point in time, I think certain reality TV shows are more real than watching the NFL.
Maybe the NBA. I don't know about the NFL. Maybe the NBA is scripted. And I get that. We know. And thank you both for the call, Jay and Diane. I appreciate you checking in. Fun to talk some VPR and some football. I mean, you want to say that basketball might be a little scripted? Yeah, these refs. Who knows what all these refs? I doubt the NFL is. I'm not going to go down that conspiracy theory road with the NFL. And I know that these reality shows are scripted to a certain extent, but believe me, this one was not. I mean, they couldn't have scripted it. This show's been on the air for 10 years. This is the most popular it's been. They couldn't have scripted this. I mean, they did probably know Sandoval was a worm and Raquel just a complete airhead, but man, I'm telling you. I know some of you are like, dude, enough with it. Trust me. Watch it. Give it a chance this weekend. If you have some you time, throw it on. Throw an episode on. See if you can stick with it. Or see if it keeps your interest. If not, all right, to each their own. 877. But I love it. I can't get enough. I'm telling you, truth be told, I can't wait for Wednesdays to watch this. This is a show I love so much, I watch it without my wife.